representing Station 41 in attendance tonight. We have Councilmember Smalling, who's going to be joining us via the computer. We have Vice Chair Ratchford. We have Mayor Mark Shepard. We have Mayor Brian Vincent and Ricky Carlson. Also, we have Member Dakota Worth. We'll go ahead and get started. I will turn the time over to the chief. The first thing on the agenda is a badge painting. You've seen one of those. So we'll do a presentation and discussion of the final budget of the North Davis Fire District for fiscal year 2027. Chief.
Thank you. So the final budget, I was only going to touch with the board on a couple changes on the final budget. We don't have to, I don't think we have to go through it line item by line item. But one of the things, one of the big changes, and I'll say this out front and I'm ahead of it, on the final budget that you're passing, we brought the board a balanced budget, and then yesterday we found out that this is the fire service across Utah, because of Casey Snyder's cancer bill over the last 2-3 years, we went out to bid. We have Olympus. I think that's the same as Clearfield has.
Yep.
We have Olympus. Our workman's comp company dropped all fire departments in the state of Utah. They're money because of that cancer bill. And they went out to bid with workman's comp in Utah, which is a subsidiary of the state of Utah, isn't it, Mayor?
Yes.
yep.
They came out with a 300% increase. Not just for us. In fact, our EMOD score is lower and better than it was the prior year. So I'm just spitballing numbers. We budgeted 97,000. They came back with a bid for 330. Yep, you heard me right. So I've been on the phone with the PFFU, the governor's office. It's not just us. First of all, we're not going to accept that bid for 330.
Yeah.
We're going to Utah Local Government's Trust, and we're going to get a bid. But we decided we're not going to adjust our budget 200,000 just in case. You know what I mean? So I've been talking to other districts. South Davis Metro is in the same boat. We were fired in the same boat. Anyway, we'll be getting a bid back from Utah Local Government's Trust, and it may be more, but it's not going to be 300%. And I think it's a good idea to recommend to the board that we just, this is last minute.
Isn't there an issue about them not having the data to come up with that number?
We're pounding on the Labor Commission and the Insurance Commission's doorstep. I think the legislature's going to react, we don't have time for it to react so quick.
Nope.
But we did agree that, with that being said, the point would be that we may have to open up and ask for the budget to be reviewed at some point, but we're not going to pull up and do it right now.
I'm talking with Mariah, our treasurer, we're doing a budget amendment for the budget that we're in tonight, at the end of the year. So I may be coming to the board, it won't be no surprise, coming to the board next year and saying, hey, we've got to amend this. It's probably going to be more expensive, but not 300%. That's one thing that's hanging out there. The final budget just shows the numbers that we had planned on. We're not going to change those if that's okay with the board. And then the only other change in this final budget was, this was before this happened or whatever, we found some money in the uniform allowance. We added some funding because we wanted to purchase this year 250 anniversary badges for all of our firefighters and the board, actually. That's never going to happen again. That'd be kind of cool. And so it's just, I got bids on it, and they're already pumping them out for other agencies and probably across the nation, I guess. That is an ask that I just wanted to let the board be aware of. Other than that, everything else came in good. And we'll be talking about our final tax rate that we're asking the board to adopt tonight. I think we have a balanced budget. It looks really good. Any questions from the board on the final budget? I'll just jump right in, if it's okay, Chair. I'll jump into the capital improvements plan, which you guys all know is a liquid kind of document. We went through it. Our sustainability is great. The board's always been good. We added, I think it goes out to, this season, 2035? Or no, past.
2035.
Yeah, 2035. Anyway, believe it or not, we're getting the ladder truck was delayed. We're not getting that until August. But it's already time for us to order another ambulance. It's a constant. And this year, we had to add a truck for the emergency manager, a vehicle for the emergency manager. But there's just been a couple things like that has changed. Nothing really big. We're due to start purchasing our heart monitors again, and the CIP reflects that and our contribution to that. But no other really major changes in the CIP, other than we just updated it and moved trucks around. I'd have to look at it, but I believe, Kurt, we're due to replace engine 42 in 2033, or whatever. And that'll just be like the board's been doing. So anyway, that's as far as the CIP. And then also, any questions on the CIP or?
The 2027 budget.
I think that we have, you kind of have to throw a dart at it, but like, for example, an engine, I don't know what it's going to cost in 2033, but we paid about $700 for the last engine, I put $1 million down, I guess.
Oh.
No, we'll see, but, you know, just to cover us, but I don't know exactly what those
are. How much?
I put $1 million down for an engine.
Yeah.
And then 15, 20 years from now, another ladder, well, $3 million probably. I, you know what I mean? It's just.
Can you pay in advance? Is there like a prepay?
We can lock in
15 years in advance.
Yeah.
I love it.
Lock yourself in.
The ambulance, I called Will Coach, and we're going to go out for our RFP in a couple bids. But it is like, so with an ambulance, it is like it is with the engine. If they quote, if they quote $250,000 or $350,000 for an ambulance, if they quote that for me in 18 months, that's the price, and we don't have to put any down. Okay? Because once again, it's well, if you decide not to buy it, somebody else for more money. It's,
right.
It's too bad that it's that way. That's and then presentation and discussion of the our 2026 budget amendment. Is this, I can turn some time over to Mariah and we can talk about this, the budget amendment that you guys are going to be asked to pass.
Yeah, so hello everyone. We had a few budget amendments, and I think you guys have it in front of you or in your packet somewhere. I'm just going to go over the big ones, but if you have any questions, you can let me know. A big one with just like RDA taxes that flow through and out. We don't see the money for that at all, but now we have the actual amount, so we just have to amend it for that exact amount. So it was about an increase of $128,000 for revenue and expenses. Another big, expense that was amended was the insurance, health insurance. We were actually able to bring that down by $150,000, which was really good. That was a big one. Another big one, though, that we had to do is a transfer out into your capital project fund for that ladder truck, right, that you guys purchased. And that was $1.1 million that we had to transfer into that capital project fund so that when we get it in fiscal year 27, we have those funds available for that. On the other side of that, obviously, that's the transfer into your capital project fund, so kind of a revenue. We were able to bring down the vehicles expense in the capital project fund by about $175,000. They had some expenses for the ladder truck, but since it's not put into place and into service until fiscal year 27, it's not really an expense yet. Those are some of the big ones. Are there any questions on any other ones?
Anybody have any questions or concerns you may have had when you were reviewing the budget?
There is, and it is, Chris, on the right, but we are balancing, amending the budget within the budget.
Thank you so much. With no further questions, we appreciate your time and effort on that. And thanks, everybody, for reviewing your packets and being fully informed on those decisions. So thank you very much. With any other questions, we can move right into our Board of Trustees regular session. I will make an update. It is 6:15, so we are starting just a bit early.
Okay. I'm just curious, because we have so many public hearings tonight, would we be better off to hold on till 6:30? We normally can move into them, but we have so many with budget, and I just want to.
Well, then, while we're waiting, would you like to
that's a good
do some type of a performance, sing or dance?
I'd like to sing and dance, please.
Massive public attendance, I'd say.
No, but I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Maybe we need to make sure the speakers are working in the other room for the rest of the public that showed up for the public hearing.
Yeah.
We had two people show up for ours, but neither one of them chose to speak. They were just in attendance. So, now let's wait out. Let's hold off and wait until 6:30 since that's what it was published.
We could if you want.
Say, let's do the other stuff first and get that out of the way. So
no, Kurt could actually give you a chief's
word. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Let's get hold off the public hearings until 6:30, but we'll be.
Okay. Yeah, we'll jump into that.
Want to start our meeting then first?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get started. myself, the chair, we have Megan Ratchford, Mark Shepard, Brian Vincent, Annette Judge has joined us. Nancy Smalling is online. Ricky Carlson and Dakota Worth. We are going to start our regular session. We'll move past the public hearing portions and move right to our chief's reports, please. Yes, sir.
Do you need any invocation pledge?
Chair, anything so that maybe we can do?
Here's one of the issues I've got. We noticed this up for 6:30, okay, to the public. So if we start conducting business before that time, that could be a problem. If I could see that we could go ahead on some of these issues. But anything that the public might want to be here to hear, and we've started ahead, then I think we've got a problem. So, I mean, if you want to go.
We're doing the chief report,
So if we did something like that works.
That's the plan.
But initially, we should start with the Pledge of Allegiance and an inspirational thought, and that will be done by Board Member Judge, please. Judge, please. You must have signed up. Thank you so much.
I didn't. You had prayer?
I thought so.
I looked at the. Yeah.
I did. That's okay. I don't think I did it. As
It'll be awesome. This is a good one.
Okay, well, forgive me because this was prepared for our council meeting. Yeah, I got this. That's all right.
Yes, you did.
All right. All right, I still think it's applicable.
Yes.
So as the communities continue to grow, we have new families, new homes, new businesses, new opportunities. It's important to remember that growth isn't just about what we build. It's about the kinds of communities that we're building together and neighbors. Years from now, people probably won't remember the details of our agenda tonight, but they will remember whether this remained a place where people, our neighbors look out for one another, and families feel safe, thanks to our fire department, and businesses can succeed and people are proud to call it home. And we don't always see things the same way, and that's okay. Different perspectives help us make better decisions when we take the time to listen, ask questions, and treat each other with respect. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve alongside each of you and help we keep the people of our community at the center of our conversation that we have tonight. How's that? Join me in the pledge. The band went pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Board Member Judge.
You are so very welcome.
Trying to catch you off guard. Right. Having gone through that, I think now we can move to the Chief's information. Thank you.
Thank you. So we're still in the process of trying to get moved over to our new software. So hopefully in the month of August, we'll be able to have better data for you. It'll be able to start generating those reports that I would typically give to you. But until then, in the month of May, we ran 388 calls spread across all three of the cities. During that time, we had one structure fire in Sunset.
Homicide.
Had the homicide in West Point. We had a lot of major calls, had a few grass fires. That season's starting up quickly. Everybody around us is aware of it. Dealing with it, but I ran the numbers for our fiscal year up until now. So from July 1 of 25 until now, we've run 4,154 calls. If you look at a calendar year this year, we're at 1,936. We're trending right about the same either way. Fiscal, we were 11.79 calls a day. This year, we're 11.45. So. I anticipate it'll probably pick up with July and August, it typically does. So we're kind of trending the same way there. But and then we helped host Clearfield City's flag burning ceremony at the station, and it went really well. We got a lot of good feedback on that.
Did he say flag burning?
Yep.
Flag retirement.
Flag retirement.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I should have said it a little bit.
Technically, the American Legion's flag retirement ceremony.
Retirement.
Yeah, not flag burning. Kind of brought about a different thought for me and I. It was like, what? Yeah,
didn't I see a call go over the left from that team?
He might down to 41 next year. Like, I don't know, whatever they want to do.
Interesting. Yeah. I told him to be consistent. Don't they change stuff no. Or get consistent.
They said
up.
No.
Yeah, so that went well. We've been working with West Point City and Clearfield City for their 4th of July festivities. We've changed a few things just on the operations side of things for the district this year. We're working closer with Clearfield PD this year. We're going to be running a unified command with them, meaning that we'll have one of our battalion chiefs and one of their lieutenants that sit inside the school, and they monitor both traffic channels, and they're working side by side. So we'll, and for the parade, we'll be doing that same thing, but the parade up there is busy and as big as it's getting. We're going to have somebody just running it
command in there and kind of facilitating that, so.
And Kurt, kind of another angle to that too, I just thought about was this, these teenagers, what do they call that?
So they're having the teen meets, they call
them.
There's hundreds to thousands of teenagers that will flock into a certain business parking lot or wherever it is, and they disrupt it. And I guess I was talking with Chief Bennett about it because there's one scheduled for Syracuse High School tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and they were aware of it. He's aware of it, but he was saying back east they turned violent. Here they're still kind of peaceful, but Kaysville City had one a month ago or something, and they ran them out of the parking lot they were in, and they went down to Barnes Park, and they went to try to get them out of there, and they started shooting fireworks at the cops. So we're starting to see more of that around here. Unfortunately, it's a social media thing. They post it on there and try to get as many teens as they can to show up. So with that, we've been working a lot closer with our PD and trying to just unify together and make sure we're all on the same page. So we've been working quite a bit on that. This right now it's going on, but Davis County has a training cadre. All the fire departments, we all participate. We'll take one station out of service and send them to training on a countywide level, and the other, we spread it across the county, we cover each other. But they're currently working on mass casualty type things like active shooters and stuff, and we've worked in the past on treating patients, and now we're working on working it from an incident command standpoint and showing the resources that it's going to take of staging and putting all these efforts in place. And we're seeing quickly that Davis County's way behind the ball, which is, it's good, it's exposing the weakness, but our crews have been out there for the last two shifts working on that. We're going to continue to do that. So a lot of training, a lot of good things going on. Chief and I just finished up, I think we just finished bringing on some new hires. We hired 3 new full-time employees for July to start after July. We brought a paramedic that was originally in Wisconsin and moved here with his family. We'll be bringing him on. And then the other two are, they're new hires. They come out of the academy and they're excited to get going. They've worked a little bit part-time in other places, but gone through some good hiring. We had really good candidates. We had a prospect for West Jordan, just couldn't make that one work with what he was getting paid in stipends and things. had really good success, I would say, with our hiring this time. We brought on some good people. So next month, you guys will see them in the batch bidding, and we're excited for that. Other than that, I think that's all I've got. Do you have anything to add to it, Chief?
Anybody have any questions or concerns for the chief's report? I want to you to continue to challenge our department on their training. Like, if we can come up with new and intuitive ways to keep them excited and give them the type of training, keep championing them to be the best they can be, you know, that's my challenge. Let's keep those doors open and keep that training just going. It's vital. As you said, when it comes to things we're experiencing now, I was speaking with Clinton, and they had a little foray with a bunch of youths at their fun days. And so when those things hit close to home, it gives us an opportunity to kind of review our own, you know, police departments or things that we may need if it happens when we have ours. I know the Clearfield City's is ginormous, and so I'm sure that they're working or have a plan in place to deal with that, but having the command set up with you guys will be a premium, and I appreciate your efforts on that, because we just hope it doesn't happen here. But you know, the challenges are going out, and I've seen them and heard about them from different mayors. I had a COG meeting last week, and there was a couple of mayors in there that had dealt with it, the Kaysville mayor dealt with it, and then some who are worried about it. And so, you know, it's something to keep fresh in our minds, but we appreciate the, you know, our department's help with anything like that we can. Okay, 627.
Remember Member City reports?
Yeah. We can do our city reports. Mayor Shepherd.
Trying to think what we've done since the last time we were here. You know, Crush opened, and it's been good. Business is happening there. They've had their first design review committee now for developer review committee for their Montessori school. So they'll be bringing that in east of there. I'm working with some others to come in, other things to come in around them that would be suitable.
Business area there?
Suitable, similar businesses, so that we end up a little more of an entertainment kind of district up there.
Super.
Lots of other things going on, just...
What's the deal with the Clearfield Amphitheater?
We tore it down.
It's done.
And I mean, I know that, but what I never read the whole story to see what you're putting in its place.
We've got a park coming in its place.
Oh, nice. I mean,
it's already really adjacent cool to too. Bicentennial Park, and so
yeah,
we're expanding that with some really nice equipment. Larry H. Miller's building some basketball courts, so we'll have a jazz logo on them. And,
I saw sound nice music there.
Yep, I know. And it's funny, the difference in people, you know, the people yelling at me, and the people saying, way to go, that's awesome. And the people yelling, you say, well, you realize we used it twice a year. We rented it one night, and the other night was our band for the 4th of July. That was the only time we used that amphitheater. The liability involved with it, and the maintaining it and everything else, and having people break into the bathrooms, and it's like...
The other 363 days?
Yep, and it was not in good condition. We talked about replacing it or re-expanding it, but we had the money from the sale of the library, and it was like, okay, well, then we've got the funds. Let's build a park.
So. Nice. Kevin, do you have something you'd like to share tonight?
That's all the exciting stuff. I'm just excited to be here to celebrate Four Nations semi-quincentennial, 250 years. Let's get it.
You know, yeah, that's right. Let's get it.
Community. That's right. Maybe it's going to be a good time.
And by the time that comes around, I'm ready to be cooked.
Next week.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. It is really. The hotel that's being built,
yes.
The director of sales, area sales manager, stopped by the hotel while I was away.
That was nice of him.
So it was really interesting.
Because one's a Marriott product and yeah, the other one's a Hilton product.
They wanted to know about the base. They wanted to pick our brain about the base. I was like, okay.
Like I'm going to share you information.
Yeah. So they're going to be opening up soon, too.
I can tell you don't hold the grudge.
Yeah, they're
about, I don't.
They're
I
about
like them.
Done.
They didn't poach my people, so I'm good with that.
Yeah, they've been hiring and they're about done inside. So
that's awesome. I need to pop on in unannounced.
Yeah, just you should. Say, hey, I'm just here doing the same thing.
Just
what
see.
Did you hear about the base?
You should do an undercover boss thing.
They didn't want to get the GM involved. They're like, I can have the GM call you. No, that's okay. Thanks. So I hope it's a good relationship. I'm excited for it.
Mayor Vincent, do you have something you'd like to share with us, please?
We're just excited for the 4th coming up. Got some big fun festivities to do. Party at the Point.
Party at the Point. That's cute.
Yeah. Nice. Board Member Judge, do you have something you'd like to share tonight? No? Board Member Carlson.
Yeah, our last city meeting, we got all of our, 10 resolutions passed that we had on the agenda. Regarding the last, you know, the amended budgets and the next year's budgets, and that all got passed. And just to let you guys know, from Clearfield, I did attend the Crush.
Yeah.
My 60th birthday party was there, and
nice.
It worked great. Very good food.
Yeah, good food.
Very
it's
good
great
facility.
Place. It has one thing over Topgolf. Turns out they use the TrackMan system to track your shots.
Yeah.
So you can actually go there, especially if you're on the ground floor, and bring your own clubs, and it'll check your distances from each club. They'll measure everything for you. So you can have this is how far I hit my 6, 7, 8, 9.
So they have a nice D-liar section there, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
D-liar section.
Yeah.
Do you take your own clubs often?
I do. I go to Topgolf. I always did.
I never did.
No more Topgolf.
Can't ever golf any better with mine than I do with theirs, so I don't worry about it. Councilman or Board Member Smiley, do you have anything you'd like to share this evening?
Um, just since you guys are talking about all your celebrations, Sunset is July 17th and 18th, so party at Sunset, July 17th and 18th. And we're having fireworks this year again.
We are excited for that as well.
So they had party at the point, you have like sitting at the set, is it?
Oh, that's a key one too. Keep it good. I take that. That's a good one.
Sitting at the set.
Sitting at the set.
We're doing it at Sunset.
Thank you, board members, Molly, appreciate it.
One of you guys sent me the information for your city so that I can coordinate what we need to do to help you.
Board Member Smalling, did you catch that information?
I did not.
The chief has requested that we send him the information about the Sunset Fun Days.
The flyer be good enough?
Would you be able to help us out with that?
The parade flyer is on its way right now. I'll be finding
the one for the
Fun Days.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
And also, if anybody wants to help with the parade float, we'll be at the MOU building on Saturday the 27th from 8 to 2. Please stop
by. Well, listen, if you guys are going to float,
I'll give you a sticker.
What time?
I don't want to help you, but you know, if you should use it more than once.
Can we float at 8:30 and then we'll bring it up anyway at
9:30? No, but I mean, coming for the entire parade.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
We're our neighbors. We love you.
You got to drive it then. That's a fabulous idea.
We put our float in Sunset's parade a few years back and took second place. It was like, no, we're not taking our float. I mean, we took the Enterprise into Sunset, you know, the year that we did the Starship Enterprise. And we flew that in Sunset and got second place. I'm sorry, we lost to some dog grooming place.
Who doesn't fall for puppies?
Ask him that.
Who doesn't fall for puppies?
Well, we can't win this one.
Just remember, if you get all this work into a float and you need another a place to display it, we'd love to have you in our parade.
Well, we'll give you a trial run.
I don't think my wife would be really happy if somehow we showed a plate to our
parade. I promise you, I'll make it sure it's on time.
Well, every year, you got to be in the... We got to be right at the first of West Point.
Yep.
In order to make it to Clearfield.
That's what we did. We put it right at the first.
The flyovers are happening.
Hallelujah.
So we're clear. I was on base this morning, and they, Clearfield get hit twice, but...
They're bombing you twice?
And Clearfield going to get bombed twice? I did a double flyover.
How'd you swing that?
A real one and a fake one.
Over them
to get
practice one and a real one, yeah. I'm really excited, though. We've done a couple of things. We're improving some of our parks, some of them which will probably lead to calls to the paramedics group. We have some new pickleball courts that are almost finished. They came and put the nets up today. And so all we have left to do is really to put up the divider fences, which is going to probably cause some hip dislocations. But those will be done soon. We've also went in to completely redo all of our playground equipment. And so we've got some footings being poured. I believe they're going to be poured tomorrow. And then some new playground equipment that will be put in South Park as soon as they can deliver. So we're really excited about some of the improvements we're making to our parks. 1800 North is still a shoot show. With all the stuff there, we've had numerous calls, people complain about dirt and garbage and other things, but they now have a few lanes of that open on the south side there that are actually nice to drive, so you can almost make it all the way through Sunset without having to do a bunch of turns. But we hope to continue to do improvements to our parks, and we're doing some really cool things. We did get our budget passed this year, which was awesome. We'll work on that with you guys tonight, but just in my brief time as the mayor of the city, I did want to put out my express thanks to the chief and his team for coming in with a balanced budget. Other than the hiccup that may have happened today that we're still in the process of working, him and his team did an absolutely great job. The budget committee did a great job on presenting him with a budget that we will approve tonight, but the numbers they come up with were simply awesome, and I appreciate the budget committee and the chief and his team for the work on that very much so. It is now 6:30 plus. We can go ahead and get started. with the regular part of our meeting. The first part we're going to do is we're going to go through the citizen comment. If there was any citizen that wanted to step forward and make a comment, I see none, so we'll move past that. So we will move into the consideration approval of the North Davis Fire District's Board of Trustees meeting minutes from the May 2026 Board Meeting of Trustees. Does anyone have any questions or concerns about the minutes from that meeting?
I move to approve the minutes as submitted.
I have a motion by Board Member Shepherd. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a second by Board Member Ratchford. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The next one is the consideration and approval for the North Davis Fire District bills. Has everyone had an opportunity to review those bills and have any questions or concerns about the bills?
No, this is good.
Having seen that, I would look for a motion.
So moved.
I have a motion by Board Member Carlson. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Board Member Worth. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
She was a
aye.
She was a late?
Oh.
Oh.
I said, any opposed? She said, aye. I was like,
that's weird.
Don't get me wrong. We're good. Thank you.
Still passes.
I have the next is the consideration approval of the North Davis Fire District financial report. Are there any questions or concerns about reviewing the financial report?
He's going to give it to us.
Financials are we're looking good. We're on target. We're going to be tackling the amendment to this. Like I said, we're down some within itself. We're still watching ambulance revenue. The price of diesel is always catching our eye. However, it is starting to creep back down, so that's making me comfortable. But other than that, we're on target and looking good in all of our areas.
Any questions for the chief? If not, I would accept a motion.
I move to approve the North Davis Fire District financial report.
I have a motion by
Megan. I'm sorry. Board Member Ratchford.
Board Member Ratchford, do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by
Mark.
By Board Member Shepherd. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The next thing on the agenda is a presentation and acceptance of North Davis Fire District Fraud Risk Assessment. Our treasurer is going to present some information for us.
Yeah, so if you guys want to turn to that, so the Fraud Risk Assessment is kind of a questionnaire that all government entities have to complete and present in a board meeting on an annual basis. If you go to the questionnaire part, you'll see how we kind of answered that. A lot of pages. but you'll see there's kind of a little questionnaire. We basically have points on all of those except for the last one. The district doesn't have a formal audit committee. If something, if you guys want to create, you can. I mean, you guys kind of already look at financials on a monthly basis, and I think you guys do a good enough job. But if you guys wanted to get those points, I guess you could formally create that. But without, even without that, though, we're at a very low risk of fraud, so I don't really see any concerns or anything with that. Are there any questions with that?
Nope. Okay.
Having seen none, I would look for a motion to accept the North Davis Fire District's Fraud Risk Assessment. I have a motion by Board Member Judge. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a second by Board Member Ratchford. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The next is a discussion and consideration of the adoption of Resolution 2026-R-08, amending the North Davis Fire District budget for fiscal year 2026. If not, then we would need a motion to move into I have a question. When we move into the public hearing, do we have to go in and out on each one of these? No?
No, you just declare a public hearing open.
I would need a motion then to go into a public hearing.
I think they're all designated separately.
Right.
Would need to.
Yeah, each one, oh, I misunderstood what you were saying.
So a motion to go into it and then a motion to go out.
And then we adopt after the motion to go out, correct?
Right.
All right.
We had a question come up at our city meeting because we had 10 of them.
Oh.
We did them all in the open session, or I'm in the public hearing.
I meant to open the public hearing.
I have a motion by Board Member Judge. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Board Member Worth. Excuse me. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
See, public comment. I wish to close the public hearing.
A second.
I have a motion by Board Member Shepherd to close the public hearing. I have a second by Board Member Judd. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Are the actions just a part of that?
Nope, now we approve it. That's the action.
The resolution?
Okay. I move that we look for a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-R-08, amending the North Davis Fire District budget for fiscal year 2026.
So moved. And a second.
I have a motion by Board Member Worth and a second by
Brian.
Brian, come on. Board Member Vincent. And I believe this is a vote, correct?
No call, yeah.
Board Member Ratchford?
Aye.
Board Member Shepherd?
Aye.
Board Member Vincent?
Aye.
Board Member Judd?
Yes.
Board Member Smalling? Board Member Carlson?
Aye.
Board Member Worth?
Aye.
That amendment passes unanimously. Thank you. The next thing is the consideration and approval of Resolution 2026-R-09. Adopting the North Davis Fire District's capital improvement plan. I need a motion to go into a public hearing, please.
No.
We did that one. Wait, we're at 10.
Yep.
10.
Oh.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Then I need a motion.
So moved.
I have a motion by by Board Member Carlson. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Board Member Worth. Board Member Ratchford.
Aye.
Board Member Shepherd.
Aye.
Board Member Vincent.
Aye.
Board Member Judd.
Yes.
Board Member Smalling.
Yes.
Board Member Carlson.
Yes.
Board Member Worth.
Aye.
That passes unanimously as well. Thank you. Item number 11, which is the discussion and consideration of the approval of Resolution 2026-R-10, adopting and certifying a tax rate for the North Davis Fire District for fiscal year 2027.
Move to open a public hearing.
I have a motion by Board Member Shepherd. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Board Member Judge. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We will go into a public hearing. This was also discussed in the previous meeting. Does anyone have any further questions or concerns?
Close the public hearing.
I have a motion to close the public hearing by Board Member Shepherd. Do I have a second? Second by Board Member Vincent. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Then I would look for a...
Chair, I'd like to make the motion to approve Resolution 2026-R-10 to adopt and certify the tax rate for the North Davis Fire District for 2026.
I have a motion by Board Member Judd.
And I'll second that.
I have a second by Board Member Ratchford. We'll go through roll call. Board Member Ratchford.
Aye.
Board Member Shepherd.
Aye.
Board Member Vincent.
Aye.
Board Member Judd.
Yes.
Board Member Smalling. Board Member Carlson?
Yes.
Board Member Worth?
Aye.
I have a question, Chair.
Okay.
Do we have to say the rate?
I think, do we need to name the rate?
Number, by chance?
Yeah,
I'd
we
say it's
probably should have.
Yeah, I'd say.
I was thinking.
So, do you want to amend your motion that we just voted on?
Where was
to state our rate?
Yeah, let's do it.
So the rate is...
0.00.
It's 1503, right?
Yes.
Sorry.
1503. With a generating a revenue of $7,083,807.
$7,083,807. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Kind of like three quarters way down.
So not
we're going back in time. Do you want to read the whole thing, or just the number and the
rate? The rate and the revenue.
Okay, Chair, I'd like to amend my motion to approve that resolution with the information of the tax rate, certified tax rate to be 0.001503 which would provide us with $7,083,000. Oh, there's a dot there, not a comma. $7,083,807
in property tax revenue.
Second.
In property tax revenue. Okay. There you go.
Motion by Board Member Judge, and second by Board Member Shepherd. Again, I believe we have to vote on that, correct?
Yeah.
Board Member Ratchford.
Aye.
Board Member Shepherd.
Aye.
Board Member Vincent.
Aye.
Board Member Judd.
Aye.
Board
yes.
Member Smiling.
Yes.
Board Member Carlson.
Yes, sir.
Board Member Worth.
Aye.
That was unanimous as well. Thank you for that. That was number 11. Item number 12, discussion and consideration of approval of resolution 2026-R-11, adopting the North Davis Fire District's final budget for fiscal year 2027. Need a motion for a public hearing, please.
So moved.
I have a motion by Board Member Wirth. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Board Member Shepherd. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing there's no one here to have a discussion about Resolution 11.
Move to close public hearing. I'll second that.
I have a motion by Board Member Judd, to close the public hearing, and a second by Board Member Ratchford. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? If not, I need a motion of approval for Dash 11, please.
So moved.
I have a motion by Board Member Carlson. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Board Member Worth.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Read it.
Chair, I think there was, we had talked about, I thought we were going to interrupt it. We need to discuss the URS contribution.
Oh. I'm sorry. I was told that before the meeting as well. So.
It's written down on 5.8.
Could you please just add that to the motion?
We're going to do the employer pickup of this amount.
If it goes more, you have to adopt more. That's what URS says. So.
Say that again for me.
So the board has already decided that they contribute all of what the rate is for
tier two.
Okay.
If it increased this year, so they've already said that they would pay whatever percentage it was before. Now it's increased, so you guys just have to really say that you're okay with that.
So as stated by the chief, we had previously, as a board, approved the Tier 2 Public Safety and Firefighter Contributory Retirement System. That has gone up by 5.98% of the salary that will be paid by the employee in lieu of the employee's contributions. Does anyone have any other questions for the chief about that member contributions pickup?
So just for correction, it hasn't went up 5.98%. It's up to 5.
Up to 5.98%.
Okay.
Do you guys pick that up?
I'm like, that seems like we didn't talk about it.
We did. We had a discussion over it. Did you guys do it?
Yeah.
And picked it up too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions or concerns for the chief?
At what point do you think we stop doing that?
When you can't balance your budget anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's a tier two thing.
Yeah.
Right? And
we'll likely end up continuing to do it.
Except for, and I apologize, but with public safety firefighter, which is different than just your regular tier two, it's augmented already that by the insurance. I think it's, don't quote me, $14 million, I think, is augments the firefighter retirement from the state insurance levy. So firefighters are kind of different. They're not an exception. They're just different. The firefighter retirement fund is funded 110% or something like that. It's crazy.
Like a grant, is that right? Like it's money from the state, like a grant?
No, the fire insurance premium that commercial people pay, a percentage of that goes into a pot for, not all of it, but just a percentage of it goes into a pot for the firefighter retirement. It doesn't go in for police. Police, they pay more.
Yeah.
And I can't quote you on Public Works and stuff like that, but anyway, so it's...
Would you share your thoughts with the...
Mayor, what I was just making a point of is that it's not apples and apples.
Okay.
That's all.
So how much is it augmenting?
It's up, it changes every year, depending on...
So that's why it's an up to...
It's up to that,
but 5%.
I can tell you that, I think this is what police do. Tier one, we're at the point now where tier one and tier two are starting to...
So we're well past that now. We're well past that tipping point.
Well, it depends on the agency.
Sure, yeah. I understand that.
You're right. As a whole state, we are, for sure.
Yeah.
As a department, are we?
Huh?
As a department or district, are we?
Yes. We got more tier two now, don't we?
Yeah, we do have more tier two.
Good. Yeah. But what the problem was with firefighters was we were paying this high premium, which everybody has forever, for tier one. And then tier two, they said, well, we're not going to, you don't have to pay as much. Well, how can you? And the legislature, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the legislature wanted to say, well, just pay the tier two people more money per hour.
Yep.
And that's not going to...
Does it fix the problem?
No, because they're not going to... If you pay them more per hour, they're not going to take that out and put it in a 401k.
Right.
And then now you're going to cause a whole shift, so... Fire departments, I can only speak for fire, I don't know about cities, but fire departments have been covering that cost. That's part of their beneficiary.
Okay, are we ready to amend the motion?
Well, I was going to say, did you want to explain your position on that?
No, because if it's different with the fire, we can talk offline about cities on that. I just was trying to get what you guys were doing as well.
Okay.
In your resolution, though, on section 2, should that say resolution 10 and not 11? Certified property tax rate is provided and adopted by resolution 2026 R10?
Yes.
Yes, it should.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
On 12? That's the right one, 11?
No, when you're reading in the resolution itself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It needs to be changed back to resolution 10.
So are they all missed? Nope. What was 10 then?
10 was our property tax rate. 11 is our fiscal year 27.
The middle packet.
But it's referring back to the property tax.
This is referring back.
Yes.
So it needs to be 11.
We're still talking about 11, though.
Right, so in section 2, if you read the resolution.
Oh, yeah, in the resolution.
In the resolution, it says adopted by resolution 10 is what we just did.
Oh, okay.
But it says 11 in here.
Okay.
I got that segment. They're going to the printer as we speak.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, keep going.
Okay.
So you need a motion to approve.
Well, we've already approved
it. Yeah.
So I need to amend my motion.
Yeah.
So I'll amend my motion to approve resolution 2026 R11, adopting the budget for FY 2027, including the increase for URS up to 5.89%.
I have a motion by Councilmember Carlson and a second by Board Member Wirth. Board Member Ratchford.
Aye.
Board Member Shepherd.
Aye.
Board Member Vincent.
Aye.
Board Member Judd.
Yes.
Board Member Smalling.
Yes.
Board Member Carlson.
Yes.
Board Member Wirth.
Aye.
Thank you for clarifying and taking care of that. The next one on there is to discuss and the consideration of approval of resolution 2026 R-12, adopting the International Fire Code as the adopted and amended by the state of Utah. I need a motion to go into a public hearing on that, please.
So moved.
I have a motion by Board Member Shepherd. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by, which one was that? I'm
Ratchford.
Sorry. Oh, no, I didn't know which voice. Board Member Ratchford, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye. Seeing no public comment, I move that we close the public hearing.
I have a motion by Board Member Shepherd and a second by Board Member Wirth. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? If not, if there's no questions or concerns, I need a motion to approve resolution 2026 R-12.
Just real quick, I just want to make a clarity on the record.
Okay.
This is you're adopting that and you're approving the IFC, the state approved appendices.
Amendments.
And so with the state approved appendices.
Appendices B, C, and D.
Yeah.
Appendices B, C, and D. This doesn't affect, of course, your city's already adopted the IBC and everything else, but this is just the district on that. And so, anyway, that's all I wanted to ask.
Any other questions for the chief? If not, I look for a motion to approve.
I move to approve resolution 2026R-12, a resolution adopting the 2024 edition. Is that right? 2024? That's yes. Okay. Of the International Fire Code and adopted and amended by the state of Utah, including appendices B, C, and D, and the current edition of the National Fire Protection Association standards as the official fire code of the jurisdictional area of the North Davis Fire District.
That was an awesome motion by Board Member Ratchford. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Board Member Shepherd. Board Member Ratchford.
Aye.
Board Member Shepherd.
Aye.
Board Member Vincent.
Aye.
Board Member Judd.
Yes.
Board Member Smalling.
Yes.
Board Member Carlson.
Yes.
Board Member Worth.
Aye.
Thank you for all your consideration and participation in the public hearing. We will move on to the consideration of resolution 2026R-13, First Amendment to the Interlocal Agreement between North Davis Fire District and the Military Installation Development Authority. Chief, could you please give us some information on that?
Okay, so I think the board's been all made aware of it. I've been meeting with Mike Wagstaff. We finally got it dialed in. So. This is actually good news, and this, by the way, I didn't put this in our budget, but MIDA, so we'll be signing this and entering into agreement with them. They've agreed to pay the district $62,000 up front a year, and that will cover 10 calls. If we get more than 10 calls into their area, which is expanded, by the way, with Sunset and Roy and Riverdale. If it goes beyond that, then it's $2,000 a call. And it's a really good thing. So anyway, that's all I have.
Yeah, that would be a lot more than 10, don't you think?
You know what? Kurt ran the numbers. It probably will be once Sunset I think there's going to be some high density in Sunset.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And I'm not sure what's going to happen over in Roy, Roy / Riverdale. Riverdale doesn't have access to it, but I guess if you're looking at the lines, mm-hmm. it's part of Riverdale, which we'll be more than happy to cover that. So there's.
So does it matter?
Whoever drove in there behind the museum, there's a lot of Northrop Grumman mm-hmm.
yeah.
over there. It's
a lot.
Huge. Yeah. But
does it matter what kind of call it is?
Nope. Nope, they just actually it's
wow.
a really good deal. They
yeah.
We divided our run numbers. I'm just rounding our 4,000 whatever calls by our budget, and this is how much a call is. Doesn't and in medical we still charge for ambulance, you know, like we would anything, and then plan review, all that. All of our fee schedule and everything is adopted with this interlocal team.
Any other questions for the chief? Don't often hear people say positive things about MIDA, so hey, we're excited about that.
MIDA. I haven't always said positive things about MIDA.
Not lately.
I'm a fan.
Well, again, there are some, but we get calls that are not always very positive, but it's all good. Having said that, I need a motion for 2026R-13, please.
Move to approve resolution number 2026R-13, a resolution for the North Davis Fire District approving an amendment to the interlocal cooperation agreement between North Davis Fire District and Military Installation Development Authority, and authorize your necessary signature to do so.
I have a motion by Board Member Ratchford. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Board Member Judge. Board Member Ratchford.
Aye.
Board Member Shepherd.
Aye.
Board Member Vincent.
Aye.
Board Member Judd.
Yes.
Board Member Smalling.
Yes.
Board Member Carlson?
Yes.
Board Member Worth?
Aye.
Thank you so much for that.
So the area in Riverdale, is that where the American, like the new bank is going? Up there in the corner, across from Tesla?
No, I think if you look at the map on there, it looks like it's, the section of Riverdale looks like it's on Hill Air Force Base. But,
yeah.
So they just call
it. Yeah, so it's on that way south end really. There.
Oh, okay. So I'm not far enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that whole piece where the RIC is, mm-hmm. is all unincorporated Weber County.
Wow. Okay. That's cool.
Any other questions or concerns?
Mm-hmm.
We just went through a whole lot of resolutions and public
fast.
Hearings.
Very fast.
Still have one more.
Yeah, we still need to do that one, right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a motion to approve 2026R-14.
Yeah, that's what we haven't done yet. That's the personnel property or personnel policy.
Is that the public
hearing?
No,
oh, okay. No, just a resolution.
All right, I'll move to approve resolution 2026R-14, a resolution amending the North Davis Fire District personnel policy manual, chapter 500, employee benefits, section 505, miscellaneous leave, and providing for an effective date and authorize your necessary signature for anything that follows.
I'll second 505. And also just say that this is great leave to afford.
I think it's
yes.
505.
Amen.
So just so the board's aware,
sure.
We just cleaned it up like you guys wanted us to.
That's fine.
Yep.
Yep. That was from previous discussions. Yep. It worked out great. Thank you. Having said that, I do have a motion for 2026R-14 from Board Member Rochford. Do I have a second? I have a second by Board Member Worth. What a comment. Thank you. Board Member Rochford?
Aye.
Board Member Shepherd?
Aye.
Board Member Vincent?
Aye.
Board Member Judd?
Yes.
Board Member Smiley?
Yes.
Board Member Carlson?
Yes.
Board Member Worth?
Aye.
All right. Next thing on the agenda is the Fire Chief Reports, which we kind of went through previously. Is there anything that has come up since the meeting that you'd like to share?
Just a real quick, I'll give you an update. We're right in the middle of the county attorney is writing the MOU with North Davis to cover the west end of unincorporated. I met with Bob Stevenson yesterday, actually, and Jeff Euler on some issues with Howard Slough and some farmers that want to burn off some stuff down there, or whatever. And I'm working with the BLM through that, but everything's looking good. Which, by the way, this wasn't money driven, but I think that MOU also is going to be clarified. We can still enter into that MOU, and I think the county's going to be paying the district about $50,000 to do that for coverage for 1 year. Then that'll go away and we'll go on their tax rolls when we annex it. But that's all I have.
Just take it to the annex? Why does it take the annex? No.
Any other questions for the chief? Having seen none, I do want to express my thanks for everybody for coming prepared and reviewing their packets tonight, going through all of those resolutions was a big task, and I appreciate everyone being prepared to do that. I would like consideration of adjourning our regular session and moving into a closed session. If we could get a motion for that, we could adjourn and move into that special session, please.
Just have to move into a...
Yeah, we can't adjourn this meeting.
We don't
want to
adjourn it.
A motion to move into a
closed
session.
Move into a closed session for the purpose of what?
Purposes of section.
Yeah, we've got to make sure that we say that. So,
yeah, which
the character.
It's number.
Okay.
We also, with this, when we move into this, we have to state where the closed meeting is going to be held, which is right here, whatever we would call this. But that needs to be stated, too. And then we need to.
If you look at 18.
Make sure we have a 2/3 vote on this. Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to adjourn to a closed session for the purpose of The discussion of the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
I have a motion to move into a public meeting, a public session by Councilmember Shepherd and a second by Councilmember Worth. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll take a brief intermission, allow the people that need to leave to do so. And then I believe we'll speak with the chief. Is that correct?
I think everybody else is excused.
Board Member Smalling, I'll be calling you on the telephone and you'll be attending via telephone conversation. All right?
That sounds good.
Okay, I'll be calling you in just a moment.